Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the Floors Radio Show. Tonight, if we can get them on the air, we'll have Larry Chance from the Earls. It'll be his second time back on. The first time, if you guys remember, was in the summertime. And there was a little problem with the connection. It wasn't going good. So we asked Larry if he'd come back another day, and he's free tonight. He'll be here for the first 30 minutes or so, if we can get him on. And then we have George Galfo and Phil Caracolisi, I think his name is. I'm probably butchering his name. He's going to kill me. From the Mystics. You remember all those guys back then. But as we wait for Joanne to come on the air, and I think she's almost here, and we just want to thank everybody for listening to our show. And let's see if we can get her on the air. Joanne, are you there? Hello,
Hi,
Joanne. Can you?
Hi,
hey,
John. Can you hear
how?
Me?
I can hear you.
Bear
good. What's going on?
Bear with me, honey. I'm so sorry. Bear with me, folks. I'm so sorry tonight. All right. Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Hello. Oh. Hi, Larry. Hold on one second, hon. Okay.
Okay.
We got Larry Chance on the line.
Yes, Larry Chance.
We have
Chance
no technical difficulties. That's what happens when you go live on air. You never know what's going to happen. Are we ready to talk to Larry, Joanne?
Well, I was trying to make a tea so I could be a little bit more clearer when I speak. I apologize. Maybe the guys tonight can give me some suggestions on what to do with my voice. You know what I mean? So, anyway, Larry Chance, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. For those who are joining us tonight, we actually had Larry on once before. Excuse me. But we had
and
some...
I was such a hit.
Well, yes, actually. For those that don't know Larry, which would be shocking to me, Larry is from the Earls, and they're known for many songs, but mainly they're with this voice, I could probably sing it. Remember. Not too good tonight. So anyway, Larry, how are you today, honey?
I'm wonderful.
Great news. Well, we're excited here to have you on.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
By the way.
All right. So let's see. You were the lead singer of the Earls, and I know you're still singing, correct?
Yes.
And did you just release a new CD as well?
Yes.
What's the label that it's on?
Yeah, it's on Laser, L-A-S-E-R, Laser Records. And
cool.
I like it. I think it's one of my best pieces of work.
Well, I heard it. I liked it, too. It was very good. Tell us about the originals on there. Did you write them, or?
Well, there were two originals that were written, both about the Bronx.
Cool.
And the Bronx is my home, and Belmont Bad.
Right.
In fact, there are members of the Regents and members of the Belmonts on the song called Belmont Bad.
Oh,
a lot
cool.
of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what I love about That's what I love about you guys when we have you guys on, is that it's such a close-knit family, and it's like there's no animosity towards each other. You know, it's not like you were trying to, beat each other, be one on top of each other to be better than the other. You guys are still all performing today, getting together, collaborating, which is fantastic. You know, we have George Galfo and Phil Krakalici on next, right?
George is a great guy.
I figured you knew them because I know you worked with them.
The Misfits are a great group, so.
Yes.
Give me my regards when you speak to him, please.
Excellent. We will. We will. So, you know, my favorite.
Our thing is almost like a cult following. We've performed. You've got to remember, we've performed some of us for over 60 years.
Right,
and,
I know.
You get those friendships that last forever, and there's no animosity in our business. You know, we enjoy. I mean, I can't wait to work with some of my friends.
Right.
I don't understand some of the things that go on with today's performers, where they, I mean, my God, they'll even shoot each other. I don't get it.
I know. Well,
I look forward to working with my friends, you know?
Well, I think nowadays it's more of a competition. You know what I mean? Who could be the better one? Who could get the number one? Who could sell more records? Who could make more money? You know what I mean? It's not a close-knit family like it used to be. And these performers today, I don't believe that we will be talking to them 30 years later for their popularity and for their wonderful kindness and for their talent. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to have longevity. I don't think they'll be around. And if somebody said, remember that song, you might remember that song, but you're not going to remember that person. I don't believe so. I don't believe so anyway. So let me ask you, okay, you're from Philly, moved to the Bronx after high school, or Brooklyn, the Bronx, right?
Bronx, yes.
What subway station were you in front of when you got discovered? I know you better remember.
238th Street and White Plains Road in the Bronx.
Very cool. I figured
that's where we were handed a card. The group actually was founded in the second floor boys' room of Evander Childs High School. Instead of going to class, I sang.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Use my diction.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's a lot more fun than school, but we won't tell the kids that. Well, you know what my favorite song is I Believe. And you wrote that as well, right?
No, that was written by, there were four different writers on that.
Oh, wow.
And it was recorded originally by Frankie Lane, had a million seller with it.
Wow.
But, you know, one of our original members, Larry Palumbo, passed away serving our nation as a member of the 82nd Airborne Division. So we do that song as a tribute to him and all our veterans.
Well, that's
what
I was
going to
ask you. What was the purpose of writing that song? Because it's so powerful, and it's so, you know, it's such an impactful song. And,
yeah, well, you
know,
I have a great deal of respect and admiration for our veterans, and we always dedicate it to them.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he passed in a parachuting accident, right? I believe his parachute.
Oh no, actually, he'd gone into a coma. And he was in a coma for 6 months and then passed away at 23 years of age.
After the parachuting incident?
Yes.
Okay, so he
developed a clot on his brain.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was my best friend, so we wanted to let him know wherever he is, up in heaven somewhere, that as long as the Earls continued on, he wouldn't be forgotten. And we closed every show with our tribute to him and all our veterans.
Right. Nice. Good for you. Now, in 2000, you were diagnosed with cancer. How are you making out with that? You doing well?
My
cancer. Everything good?
Yeah. Well, you heard my new album.
Right. You sound great.
Thank you.
You had throat cancer?
Yes.
Oh, my. I'm having issues with my throat right now, as you can hear.
I hear it.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, it's not cancer, they're saying. It's strained vocal cords and polyps. So I'm trying so hard not to talk. I sounded great this morning and unfortunately had a full day of having to talk. So I apologize to anybody out there. I hope you can hear me clearly. I believe it or not, I'm shouting.
They operated on me twice on my vocal cords. And then they gave me 37 zaps of radiation and told me that I'd probably have to find another vocation. But I was determined to come back, and I did, thank God.
What do you mean another location? To live?
Another vocation, another
Oh, Bo.
Yeah.
Okay. A new career.
Yes. my singing days are probably through, but I fooled them.
Right, you said screw you. I got you beat. Anyway, so let me ask you, what made, when you did Dick Clark, did you guys sing live? I'm wondering if back then it was live, because I know.
No one did.
Because
you went on American Bandstand to plug your recording.
And that was it. Nobody ever.
No, that was all lip syncing.
Well, I knew I'm a little younger than you, but I know when I watched it, I knew they were lip syncing. You know.
Yeah, they were doing what we were doing was plugging up the recording.
Right, but since you guys were more of a vocal act, more a cappella-ish, you know, you could get away without using live musicians. I was wondering if any of the doo-wop acts actually did perform live. But you believe no.
Not on the Dick Clark Show, not on American Bandstand, no. But there were other shows like the Buddy D Show in Baltimore. There was a Connecticut Bandstand up in New Haven.
Right.
And shows like that, they would allow you to do an a cappella song.
Right. Let me ask you about I Believe Again. That was released in 1963. Why did it become so famous and popular in the 1970s again? What was going on that brought that back?
Well, it never made a chart anywhere, and it was the B-side of a song I'd written called Don't Forget. And I think that through the years, performing over and over and over again, people began to buy the recording again.
Right.
You know, I'd been doing it for 30 odd years by the 70s.
Right, exactly. That's why I was wondering what made it make
and
it
people
popular.
Began to, you know, come to the shows. You have to remember at that time, places like Madison Square Garden, you know, we were in the big venue. You're talking about 20,000 seats.
Right.
And I'd perform it, as I said, I always close the show with it, and people would hear it. And I guess they would be touched and go out and buy it again.
Yeah, resurrected.
And on CBS FM radio in New York, it went as high as the number 4 all-time oldie.
Well, that's how I got to know it, was on CBS FM. My brother always had it playing, and it was one of my favorite songs that always came on. In 1989, what's this song, Elvis, He's Alive? What was that about?
Elvis was my favorite.
Me too.
You know, very electric performer, and everyone was seeing Elvis everywhere. So I wrote He's Still Alive with a couple of my buddies.
And the song was basically like, it was an upbeat? Was it I didn't hear it. That's
it was a ballad. It was a slow ballad.
Yeah.
And then I recorded it as a country tune, too.
There you go.
So we actually did it two ways. Once... On a doo-wop album, you know, on a doo-wop style, and then I did a country album, and it was on that.
Well, I'm sure it did very well. Country. Both of us are coughing.
We brought it down in Nashville.
Nice, and it probably took off in Nashville, I'm sure.
Not really.
No? I'm surprised.
Well, because they know I'm a doo-wop singer, and it's hard for them to accept it sometimes.
I guess so. So you're on the Bronx Walk of Fame. Who is your name or star next to?
We're there with Bobby Darin.
There you go.
Powell and Bancroft.
Nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling, you know. And I just got a Distinguished Citizen Award here in Sullivan County.
Yay! Congratulations.
It's always nice to be recognized.
Absolutely, and that's why we do this show, because you guys deserve to be recognized and be always, always appreciated for everything that you guys have brought to the music industry, because without you guys, music wouldn't be music. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are now. Not that the music is great, but you know what I mean? It started the whole revolution.
Maybe
started the revolution.
Sound like rock and roll today, but it was actually the roots of rock and roll.
Absolutely. It started with the music, you know.
Yes.
That whole era.
In that era.
The whole era, yeah. So you went to school also with Chubby Checker, Frankie Avalon, and Danny Rapp. From Danny and the Juniors.
We all went to the same school.
Isn't that funny? So, like, when you guys were...
There was an area in Philadelphia, seven square blocks, where people like Mario Lanza, so many performers came from there.
It's like...
It was an incredible area.
How did everybody from the same area be so talented? It just amazes me, you know?
I don't know. It was incredible. When I moved to the Bronx, and I'm there with in an area with Dion and the Belmonts, the Regents, the Mellow Kings.
Wow.
The Tremonts.
Wow.
It was,
wow.
I've always been in those kind of areas.
Nice, nice. That must have been a fantastic time to grow up.
Absolutely,
absolutely fantastic.
Every group had a you know, every corner had a group. It was wonderful.
So now you started at the High Hatters. Why'd you go from the High Hatters to the Earls?
Well, our plan as the High Hatters was to get tails and tucks, to get white gloves, canes, spats, patent leather shoes, hi-hats.
Wow.
We had no money.
Right, right.
So each guy then came up, well, let's call the group this and let's call the group that.
Right.
And I said, look, no matter which one of us names the group, the other guys are going to get angry. So what I think we should do, I'll open up a dictionary and put my finger in it. Whatever it lands on, that's what we'll call ourselves.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Agreed. So I opened up the dictionary, put my finger on the word Earl.
Yeah.
Nobleman of high rank. I said, that's it. We're the Earls.
Mm. But
and I always said, if my finger was just a little higher, we would have been the ears.
That's funny. I didn't realize that Life Is But a Dream was actually your first hit.
It was our first chart recording. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Remember Then.
No, it was a remake of the Harptones ballad. We did it up tempo.
Nice. Life Is But a Dream. Yeah, great song. Great song. If anybody would like to give us a call and speak to Larry, that'd be great. I can rest my voice at 646-478-0999 on the Applause Radio Show. And again, back to Larry Chance from the Earls. Larry, are you performing now, hon?
Always performing. Our next job on November 19th.
Where are you going to be?
The Broadway Dinner Theater.
Nice. Nice.
In Tarrytown in White Plains area.
Nice. How can people get tickets? Should they go to your website?
They can go to our website. Of course, we're on Facebook. We have a fan club page that always posts our dates and music. And it's a great page. Our fan club president, Bonnie Silvestri, does an incredible job with it. So they can always find out either the webpage, which is Larry Chance and the Earls.com,
cool,
or the fan club page on Larry Chance and the Earls fan club page on Facebook.
Nice, nice. Well, we definitely wish you the best with the album. Well, the CD, we shouldn't say album, but you know what we mean. And let's see.
Well, it is an album. It's just an album in a CD form.
Right, exactly. But I still call them albums as well. But you've been on a lot of labels, too. And when you were doing the CD, was that your idea or somebody approached you to do the CD? The new one.
Say that again?
When you were going to do the CD, were you approached by a label to do it, or was it your idea to do it?
The new CD? No, it was my idea.
Nice, nice, nice. And who's on the CD with you that we would know?
Well, our drummer and second tenor, Bobby T. Trabuzio, and I have been together for 57 years.
Yep, original member, yep.
Our bass player, Bob Coleman, he's one of the new guys, probably 35 years.
Wow, now.
Chuck Marizzo is our guitar player and baritone voice,
nice.
25 years. And our newest member, Vito Garcia from Jersey City, keyboards and high voice.
Vito! Jersey City,
Don't say no to a man named Vito.
no. Jersey in the house. Is there anything else you want to share with us, Larry, for your fans where they can see you other than that performance in November? You have anything else going on?
We'll be out in California. We're all over the place. And, again, if they want to get, you know, hear some of the music, they can go to the fan club page. They can go to
Are you on CD Baby and all those guys?
CD Baby, Amazon, all of those, iTunes.
Yeah.
We're easy. It's all over the place.
Right, right. Just pop in Larry Chan.
YouTube.
You'll see it everywhere. And Larry sent me some music, and it's really good. I wish we could play music here. We'll get there. We're not there yet. The platform we're on doesn't allow us to play music, but...
By the way, thank you for the compliment about the album.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you for sending it. Thank you for sending it. And you worked with Chad Palminteri on The Bronx Tale as well, right? They still on Broadway?
The original song that went to the movie was our song, and it was done as an up-tempo. But in the ballad, they wanted young guys to sing it as a ballad.
Is that
but
still on Broadway?
The new album has the two songs about the Bronx, which were originally written for Chaz's one-man show, The Bronx Tale, as a one-man show.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
Yeah, Chaz is a close friend for many years.
Yeah. I saw Artie Pasquale 2 weeks ago, and he looks fantastic. I love him, too. We're gonna have him on the show as well.
Good.
Yeah. And so are you working on any new music or any plans to do another CD?
Well, I'm actually, you know, my fans will say, when are you going to do a real CD? We're doing a jazz CD.
A what CD?
Pop jazz CD.
Oh, jazz.
A lot of standards and things of that nature.
Nice.
I'll send you a copy.
Oh, please do. Thank you. I'm always kind. I'm always kind. I never will ever give a bad review. As a former struggling musician myself, I will never give a bad review to anybody. I'm sorry. Nobody deserves that. I you know, if it's not good, I'll just tell you to go somewhere else to do whatever. But I would never say it terrible, ever.
But I'll never have to be afraid of sending you a copy.
No. I love your stuff. Please. Don't even try it. So when you guys are playing in November, it's just the Earls, or do you have other acts with you? Anybody opening?
Yes, Vito Pacone and the Elegants will be there with us at the Westchester Broadway Dinner Theater.
Great.
Everybody,
cool.
Come on out. If you don't, I'll come and steal your hubcaps.
Oh, you're going to send Vito out after them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Vito will come get him.
Yeah. They got the Jersey kid in the house, Vito. So
there you go.
But anyway, well, listen, Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, darling. It's been my pleasure.
I don't mean
to. Give George my regards.
I will, and I don't mean to cut it short, but we have, George and...
Absolutely.
We have George and Phil coming up, and I don't know how much longer my voice can go for tonight, but I'm going to do my best. But thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure, honey. You call anytime, okay?
Thank you.
Take care. All right,
Thank you, Larry.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, my God, people. I am so sorry. I apologize.
Well,
John.
Joanne, I feel so bad for you. You sound like Kermit the Frog with a bad cold.
Oh my God! Like
really
I can
bad.
Do the deep. I can do the deep stuff, but you know, hey, the show must go on, Gil.
Yeah, too bad we can't do a show on the web with American Sign Language. It'd be a lot easier for you, you know.
Well, if I knew sign language, that would be a start. The only sign language I know is the middle finger. It's the only sign I know. That and dollar signs. That's all I know. It's the only sign.
So what's the story with your voice? What's going on with it? Any news with it?
No, I have a doctor's appointment next week, so I don't know what they're going to do. I guess they're going to do a biopsy on the polyp. So, you know, as you know, it's a 9/11 related incident. So, you know, it's been ongoing for years. I've accepted the fact that I can no longer sing. I was devastated by it, of course. You know, I still write. However, I can't sing them for somebody else to do, but I could probably get something out. I'm hoping that things get better. Like I said, this morning, I sounded fantastic. And as the day went on, unfortunately, I have to talk all day. And I tried so hard not to, and it was just so aggravating. And believe it or not, I am yelling talking to you right now just to get out what I'm getting out. But I'll be fine. Don't worry. I appreciate your concern. I'll be fine. And, you know, I don't, like I said, I've accepted the fact that I can't sing anymore. Some will say I probably never could, but excuse me. However, we have George Galfo and Phil Krakalici coming up from the Mystics, and they're known for their famous hit, Hushabye, and they've got a quite interesting background as well. I can't wait to speak with them. We should be hearing from them shortly. And let's hope we are. Oh, while we're waiting, we'd like to welcome our new sponsor. It's Catskill Provisions. They make honey syrup, honey whiskey, and basically...
Hey, Joanne.
Yes.
Hey, Joanne. We got our guest here, George and Phil from the Mystics.
Hey, guys.
They're on
how
air
are you?
Right now.
Okay. Hi, Joanne. How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Larry Chance says hello.
Hey, Larry.
Yes,
good move.
He told me to say hello. Yeah, I apologize.
Great interview,
for my voice,
Larry.
I apologize for my voice. Please bear with me. And,
you're singing too much, Joanne.
Singing? No, I'm talking too much. I got lots of questions for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us, first of all. It's an absolute
pleasure.
You're
quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
I'm a big fan. Love you guys. And I'm so happy you're still performing these days, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we? Where's your next gig?
Oh, we're all over, Joanne. We've been every weekend. We've been having shows, and next few weekends coming up, we're still there. We have shows booked to do. I have many would say it. If they want to find out what we're actually doing, they could just go to www.theoriginalmystics.com. They can see our date page, and they'll know exactly where we're going and what we're doing. We're very busy, and we're very happy for that.
Ah, very good, very good. Are any of the shows on the East Coast?
Well, they'll be coming up in the near future.
I don't have it in front of me.
I can't even remember one week from another. Actually, where we're going. We just came back from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
we've been in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. And then we're doing a lot of shows down here in Florida.
Yeah, we got Venice this weekend?
Yeah, we got Venice this weekend, Florida. And it's almost sold out now for the people that want to go see us in Venice. Go to our website. You'll find out how to order the tickets. And hopefully you'll be there.
You know, I noticed down in Florida, the older acts such as ourselves, yourselves, mm-hmm. and everybody we've had on the show are very popular in Florida.
Oh, yes.
A lot of the acts play in Florida.
You know, a lot of people from Jersey and New York moved down here, all the doo-wop fans, and thankfully we have a lot of people that come to the shows.
Yeah. Are you guys in Florida as well?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
I gotta wait for that cold weather.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I should be there, too. Oh, my God. All right, so we started as the Oberons. What the hell does that mean?
That's
what
a good
the
one.
Hell does
Oberons
mean?
Well, I guess we thought we were real cool at the time from being over and on, but I don't know if we meant we were on in harmony or whatever. But it wasn't a marketable name according to the Lori Records, so we had to change it.
It doesn't sound like it was. Am I pronouncing it right? Over on.
Yes, you did. You did.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. And then how'd you become the Mystics?
Well, we all wrote a couple of names out that we picked out of various books or anything that we've seen in the strange names. And we put them in a hat. And lo and behold, we had Ali, I think it was one of
the... Yeah, Ali, he looked into, I think, the Bible. He found it in the Bible.
Really?
And he wrote down the mystics, and that was the one that was picked.
Yeah.
So Lori was very happy with that, and the rest is history. we've been mystics now for 60 years.
That's Al Contrera we're speaking about.
Yeah,
that's correct.
For those of you who don't know. Is Al still performing? He's not with you guys right now, right?
Yeah, he's still performing, yes. He's with the Classic
But he's not with you.
No.
No, we do special shows every once in a while. And we've had, a year ago, all five of us did two special shows. And all five of the Mystics.
Very nice.
Bobby Ferranti, Al Contrera, Phil, and Albie Krakalisi, and myself. We got together and did two shows, and people loved it. You know, we haven't been together for 40 years, and here we did two shows, and they were very good. We still have it.
The music never dies. This music never dies. It never dies. And I have a strange question for you. You guys are uncle and nephew?
I'm sorry?
Or no? Are you guys uncle and nephew?
Yes. Phil is my uncle. My grandmother had a lot of children. She had 10 children, and my mother was the oldest, and Phil was the youngest, so we're almost the same age, and we grew up together.
So you are the same age. It's not like it's uncle.
Well, Phil is 2 years older than I am.
I'm 82.
And I'm 80.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
It's still, only numbers, still, Joanne.
It's only a number.
I know. Tell me about it.
We can still... sing and dance.
Excellent. Great. I got a question for you. One of your songs, Wheel Away, was that a take on the Lion Sleeps Tonight?
Yes. In fact, we tried to get Lori to promote it and put it out. We did do it for them before Jay Siegel came out with it. And they didn't do that, so it was held. And but we did come up with the first song with that arrangement, you know. He put some words to it that were additional.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But we had a lot of fun doing that song. That was a great song.
Maybe you scared him away with the title. The Wing Away.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Yeah, we sang that song on the corners, on the beach in Coney Island.
Right.
You know?
Maybe that's where Jay got the idea. He must have heard us.
I think so,
right,
probably.
Right. And I found it amazing that Teenager in Love was originally written for you guys. Right?
Yeah, that's another story. That's a part of our history. You know, they did write it for us, actually.
Right.
But after they heard us singing it and you know, doing it, they knew it was going to be a big hit. And So Lori said that being that Dion was there and we were low podium, on the low podium tab right there on the bottom, and they had two hits already, and they figured, why not give it to somebody who's already on the charts? And they made the right move because he had a big smash hit with it.
Right. Well, I could picture you guys singing it for sure as well.
Right.
You know. And Phil, why did you leave the band originally in the 60s? I mean, was there...
I don't know. I just trying to go on my own.
Yeah.
Well, there's a book out, Joanne. I don't know if you read the book.
I haven't.
Well, Al Contrera wrote the book. It took him 10 years to do it. He picked our brains for 10 years. He finally got it published. It's on Amazon. It's Hushabye, The Mystics, The Music, and The Mob.
And it's
Music and The Mob.
Yeah, it's the whole story.
It's the whole story. You'll find out about me and everybody, what we went through. Yeah.
How is it related? How are you guys related to the mob in any sense of the word?
Well, there was a lot of things that went on at the times, and you know, being in Brooklyn with a lot of the wise guys and everything else.
They wanted to manage us, you know, and all that.
They
were there.
Right?
So you know, you'd have to read the book to understand what went on.
Right, and then after you left, Jay Traynor joined the group, who, if people don't know who that is Jay from Jay and the Americans.
That's right, the original Jay, great Jane Americans, Jay Traynor. That's true.
Oh,
he did
about
two or three cuts with us. He was a great, great singer. We love Jay, and we're sorry we lost him a few years back.
Yeah, I know. He's great. He's great.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Great singer, great entertainer.
Yeah. Now, you guys got back together in 69. What do you think what brought on that boom of nostalgia for all these bands in 69 for everybody to get back together again?
Well, it was a thing to do. We loved the music, you know.
Of course.
Can't stay out of it. No matter what you're trying to do, you always get back into it. And then when I moved down here, I moved down to Florida way back in 1970. I was out of it for a while. They continued on in New York with the group for quite some time. And then Phil moved down here in 99. And we got back together, and we've been doing it ever since.
Right. Cool. Very nice. And
we got two originals that are active and on every show. So
when you left the band in 60, was there like when you guys got together for holidays? Since you're related, was there any issues over that? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Who was more pissed? I'm guessing you, George.
You're right. That's true.
Only because he left, not you. If you had you left, he'd be pissed, you know.
Right, exactly. In between that, we had Paul Simon that was also three cuts for us. You know, we got a good history behind us, and if you really read the book, you know all about it.
I know you got some amazing people that you've sang with throughout the years as people left and came back. And everybody in their own right has had hits beyond, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They've all, in their own right, have had their own hits. And to have you guys together and then to see you play together. I mean, I love compilation shows where you have a band, you know, all different acts. And they come on. I just love those. I just saw one the other night.
Well, we're still doing plenty of multiple act shows where we meet all the entertainers that we've known all through the years, and we enjoy meeting each other again on all these shows. And the most important part is that we bring the memories back to the people. They love hearing it, and we're going to keep doing it as long as they want to hear it.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Doc and Mort worked out of the Brill Building. How much time did you spend in the Brill Building?
We spent a lot of time.
We met a lot of people there at the Brill.
I'm done.
Yeah, and we also, you know, before we had the hit come out, we backed up a lot of Laurie's artists. We were doing that on a lot of the recordings they were putting out on the markets. Until we had our own put out, then that's when things were just there for us to do. And we had a great time, and we loved what we were doing and still love what we're doing.
Right.
The famous person that we backed up, of course, was Connie Francis.
Right.
She's a Jersey girl, too.
Yeah. Sings like an angel. She still can sing.
Yeah, I think she's in Florida, right, as well?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's in Florida.
Everybody's in Florida.
We're all here.
John, we got to go to Florida, honey.
No, not everybody.
Yeah,
Larry Chance is not here yet.
Yeah, Larry, you got to come down. It's about time.
Larry can't get out of the Bronx.
He's up there, upstate New York. He's got to get out of that cold weather.
Yeah, he loves the Bronx. You kidding me? Now, I tell you what I think they should do. And if I had the money, I would. I think the Brill Building is closed the last time I was in the city. I would open that up as a museum because so much went on in that building. I don't think people know that. I mean, you got Carole King, Neil Sedaka.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great idea. That is a great idea.
Weaver
and Stoller. I mean, everybody. I mean, you name it, they were there.
Exactly.
Every hit that you could imagine from that era was written there. And if I had the money, that's what I would do. So let's do it, guys. What do you say?
Yeah, let's all chip in and get it going. When did it close? I didn't even know it was closed.
I don't know. The last time I was there was about maybe 3 years ago, and every time I'm there, I love to walk by the Brill Building. And it was locked, and there was no one there, and it looked different as well. It just did not look the same. Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of history in that building.
Oh, God, yeah. And I've always wanted to go in there just like to say, can I just take a look around, you know, just to get the feel.
No, you don't know what you're going to find there. Wow.
You know what? When I was researching you guys, I know the Beach Boys did Hushabye as well, but they're saying that Hushabye was better known by the Beach Boys than you. I think that's bullshit.
Well, that's true. I never heard that. I know the Beach Boys thought Owl Cut was very
well. I spoke to Brian, and I told him, I says, you did a beautiful job. I says, it's better than our recording. He goes, no. He gave me the thumbs up, and he says, no, yours was much better than our recording.
That recording influenced them to do it
because
they liked the way it was done.
Yeah, well, their harmonies are phenomenal as well, so, you know.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Brian loved our harmony. He said our harmony was unbelievable.
Right.
And you know how their harmony is unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. Coming from them, that was a great honor to be said.
Oh, absolutely. I was really surprised. I was surprised to read this, that it said, this song is better known by the Beach Boys cover in 64.
I never heard that.
The All Summer Long album. I was like, get the hell out of here. That's impossible.
Hey, Joanne.
But anyway.
Joanne?
Yes, honey. Yes, John.
I got a question for the guys.
Excellent. Go.
Now, I know for me, doing harmonies are really difficult. I have a hard time, hearing the harmonies and vocals. And it seems that it just comes so natural to you guys. Did you grow up singing harmonies along with like family members or at the church or something? How did you learn?
Actually, we never had any kind of experience at all.
Nobody has any training, official training.
No, and
singing with the radio. That's all it was.
We just decided who was going to be in what position, who could hit what height, what blend, and it just worked out that we came naturally, and we had a natural blend together, the five of us, and thank
did
God
you guys
it,
have
it
to practice?
Worked out. Well,
was
we used to
a lot practice, of
practice all the time, but we used to listen to all the hits at the time that we were hearing on the radios and try and mimic them on the corners, and that's how we learned to sing.
John, could you imagine walking around the streets in New York or just hanging out as a kid and hearing all these different singers on, like, every other freaking corner? Could you imagine that? Oh, my God.
Well, it must have been nice. Now you hear gunshots on the streets.
Yeah,
well, it was. It was. Yeah, it's true, too. But
I just picture a hot summer night sitting on the front stoop and just listening to all the different guys just singing.
What you're saying is so true, and people used to love to hear us no matter where we went. You know, there were so many groups in Brooklyn and New York and Jersey at the time. It's all timing. If you were at the right spot, the right time to be heard by the right people, you know, there were so many good groups out, and thank goodness we were one of them that was picked, and we had a good break.
We always get a question, like somebody would say, how was it in the 50s? And it's hard to explain. It says you had to be there. be there.
You know, our music in the era that we came from, it was such great music. It still is such great music that people
classic.
Just love to listen to
It'll
it.
It'll never go away. Never go away. Never.
I remember they said, it's going to die in a few years.
5 years they gave
me. That was 60 years ago.
Right. I was going to say, back then, that's what they said. Right. No, that music will never go. I mean, it shaped, like I said to Larry, his stuff too. I mean, the music of that era just shaped the industry of what we listen to today. And all you acts, like you said, you weren't trained to sing. You're either born with it or not. If you know what I mean? You're either born with the talent or the gift. And if you're not,
that's true.
You know,
I agree with that. Because there's a lot of people just can't sing at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a lot of people out there that are very talented and just can't get a break.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, you guys have had a phenomenal career. Thank God. Knock on wood. You know,
It's still going.
Exactly. Like the freaking Energizer Bunnies out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of people say that. How do you guys keep doing it at your age? We don't keep our age. As far as that's not going to stop us from doing anything.
You know why? Because when you love it, it's not work, and it's something you just love to do. You know, it's a totally
different
thing.
Especially
when
we go on stage, we're 20 years old again.
That's true.
We're young again.
But when we get off stage, we feel it. When we get off stage, we feel it.
Yeah, nobody be doing
that. The enjoyable part is just getting the adrenaline going when you're getting on stage. No matter what's ailing you before you get on that, before the music, when you hear that music, everything changes.
Yeah.
Right, you're on. That's it. The show must go on. You know, you're on.
That's right.
That's it.
You're right.
You do what you got to do.
You know, if it wasn't for us, like naturally Jim Gribble was our manager, and from there we had the Passions come on, and they were successful. And from there, after that, it was the Classic. So if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have been here either.
Right, you guys opened the door for many people, and like I said, shaped the industry. You know, and that's just the way it is. That's really the way it is. Now, you guys did American Bandstand as well, too. How'd you like that?
Yes, we did. And that was a funny story with that one, because we were out Midwest doing a tour at the time, and we got a telegram from our manager saying that Dick Clark wants you guys now to do his show.
Right.
And we had to actually leave the tour for one day and fly in.
Go back to Philly, right?
Yeah, and we taped the show and flew back and continued with the tour. And that night, after we were there again, we were in the restaurant eating, and there was a TV up there on the counter. And we were watching Dick Clark's show, and there we were, and people were looking at us and looking at the TV and said, how is that possible? Because they didn't know we taped the show.
Yeah. Say, how could you be on television when you got to do a show tonight? I don't understand that.
Right. How could you be there and here at the same time? Yeah. Right.
Well, that was funny.
Oh,
that was real funny.
Yeah. Are you guys releasing anything new or just performing and touring?
Just performing and touring. You know, it's not a market today. No matter what we do new, you know, we do a lot of stuff that we're doing, that we put on CDs, that we sell at the shows. But, you know, it's not a market. All the people that love us and come see us at the shows, they don't buy records anymore.
Nah.
It's not marketable,
Larry released a CD. It's doing pretty good, I believe.
I hope so. Well, Larry's got such a unique voice. He's so talented.
Yeah.
That really, I love that guy, you know.
Yeah,
and I wish him success with that. You know, we could probably sell him, too, if we wanted to. But there's a lot of trouble going in and doing new songs, going to the studios and spending a lot of time. We enjoy more doing the shows for the people.
The live stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, John has asked this question to other people that we've had on. Do you notice that you have new fans or are people bringing their kids with them?
That's true, because the baby boomers' children are coming to see the shows. And they're in their 60s, you know, and they listen to their father's music, their father and mother. Thank God they played our type of music, and they grew up with it. So we're getting a lot of these baby boomers' children to come to the shows, and that's great.
Right.
And they're bringing their younger kids, too, believe it or not.
Sometimes there's little kids in the audience.
15, 16 years old. Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
They love it.
They really love it.
Yep. Well, that's how I got turned on to it. I was a kid, and CBS was always constantly playing in my house, and that's how I got turned on to doo-wop and with Cousin Brucey and everything.
I just did a little interview with Cousin Brucey the other night. He's a great guy. He's still around.
Yeah, I love listening to him on Sirius.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, we did a lot of shows in Jersey, especially at Palisades Park.
Remember Palisades Park?
I wish that was still there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think I was there once.
It was great memories. We do have great memories there.
No, definitely. So when you were starting out, what was it like when Hushabye took off? I mean, what was the reaction? I mean, you guys.
Oh, wow. Cloud 9, cloud 10.
Yeah, cloud
right.
Maybe cloud 12. You know, it happened so fast for us, and we were
God.
Lucky in that respect, you know.
Thank God.
And then all of a sudden, you know, what the songs that we used to mimic and look up to, all these, the Crest and the Skyliners, who else had hits at the time, 58? And here we were in 1959, we did the Alan Freed Show, 10 days with the Fox Theater, and who was on the show? The Crest, the Skyliners, everybody we looked up to, Jackie Wilson, the Isley Brothers.
God.
I'm telling you, we were in awe.
Right. How old were you guys then when that happened?
I was 19. Phil was 21.
Yeah. Wow. And your grandmother with 10 children must have been in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We hope we had a lot of fans with our families.
Well, exactly. That's, with all those kids, I mean, that sold a lot of records right there.
But you know how the parents were when we're doing rock and roll at the time, and they're looking at us saying, you guys are crazy singing that stuff? Because they were listening to Perry Como, you know.
Exactly. Right. I know. So did you guys ever do Ed Sullivan?
Did we do what?
Did you guys ever do Ed Sullivan?
No, we didn't.
That would have been nice.
It got close, but it just never happened at the time because at that point when things were going good, the Beatles came in.
Right.
That put a quote on everything.
We had doo-wop, and then Elvis came and changed it a little bit up with rock. What did you think was going to happen with the doo-wop at that time? I mean, doo-wop was still popular, but.
Well, it
no,
was never called doo-wop until later on.
Later, right.
Yeah,
it was
rock and roll.
It was rock and roll.
It was called rock and roll?
Rock and roll. Never doo-wop. Rock and
roll. Alan Freed actually had a show that he had a name that he had to discontinue because he couldn't use it anymore. It was Moondoggy's show. And then he after that, he called it rock and roll.
Wow. Nice. Well, you guys have surely lived an amazing life and had an amazing career, and I am just so honored to have you on, and it's a pleasure. I'm a fan. I'll always be a fan. So I always say,
great.
You know, we're not just the creator and hosts, but also fans. So it makes it really great to have you guys on, and it's a thrill for me to be able to speak with you people, all of you, that every guest that we've had on is just an absolute thrill.
Thank you for what you do, and keeping the music alive and keeping us alive on
the
radio
point.
Is a great
that's
thing, and we do appreciate it.
Well, that's why we call it a Flaws Radio Show. You guys deserve the applause that you got years ago. You deserve it now, and you'll always deserve it. And the opportunity to let people know that you're still doing what you're doing. And you get out there and you still knock it out of the park like you were 16, 19 again, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And thank goodness we're getting some nice big crowds down here. And, you know, when we look at their faces and they sing along with us, they know all the words. That's what makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, God, looking into the audience and watching people sing along, that's fantastic.
I hope you take care of your voice, Joanne.
No, I do. I know. Thank you. I do miss performing myself and having that thrill of being up there, because if people don't do it, they don't know what it's like. You know, once you do it, you can't stop. And like you said, you're either born with it or not, and it's just a natural thing, and it's for the love. If you're doing it for the money, get the hell out.
What money?
What money? Exactly. If you're doing it for the money, get the hell out. So
yeah, right.
Anyway,
we do it for the love of it.
Yeah. All right. Again, guys, where can people find out where you're playing, and where can they see you?
Well, we were in so many other places, and we're going to be in South Carolina. We're all over, actually. So if they go to theoriginalmystics.com. They will see our date page, and they'll know exactly where we are, and hopefully it's in their areas, and they can come to see the shows.
Excellent.
There'll be a lot of pictures there.
Can you do a little a cappella for us of Hushabye?
Hushabye, hushabye.
Oh, my darling,
don't you cry.
Guardian
angels up
above.
Take care of the one
I love. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
please
welcome.
Please,
if they go to Facebook
please.
And they can go to the Mystics, or then go to my page, George Galfond, they'll see a lot of videos we have up there and pictures that we do and what we're doing.
Nice.
So they could also see our date page from there, too.
And, George, you're looking great, by the way, I have to say. I mean, your profile picture on Facebook, you're looking good.
Everybody says, well, how do I do it? It's in my genes. I don't know.
It's in your genes. Well, let's not talk about what's in between your legs. Let's talk about, you know. I'm kidding.
Oh,
but I'm from. Anyway.
Well, Phil looks great for his age, too. I mean, you know.
I didn't see Phil's picture. I mean, I've been dealing with you, so.
Oh, okay. Well.
You know.
If go on
sure
the original list, you'll see all of us.
I will. Listen, I would love to have you back when I can talk. Because
okay,
I apologize.
Great. Anytime, Joanne. It's a pleasure.
If you get a chance.
I apologize sincerely for my voice tonight. And to all the listeners out there, I apologize. I'm hoping I'll be back to normal soon, whatever normal is. But
right.
Anyway.
If you get a chance, try to get the book, and you'll know exactly.
Oh, I'm definitely going to pick it up.
The history.
I'm definitely going to pick it up.
It's Hushabye, the Mystics, the Music, and the Mob.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, George Galfo,
Phil Trappolici
from the Mystic. Thank you so much for joining us. Please come back anytime.
Anytime, Joanne. We're proud to be on the Floors for Radio Show.
Oh, you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care now.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care now.
Hushabye forever.
Hushabye forever is right. Take care.
Take care.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Johnny.
Joanne, you better rest for about 7 weeks here and not talk a word.
I'll be fine.
The super glue on your lips and keep them shut and don't say a word.
I can't help it. It's not like I'm bullshitting all day. I've got to work. I answer questions all day. I'm on the phone all day.
Can't you whisper? Whisper.
No, John, believe it or not, whispering is worse because you're straining your vocal
cords.
Get that device that
Stephen Hawking had, on his wheelchair. Maybe that could help you out.
The talk box, yeah.
Yeah,
but
you sound
anyway,
a little funky, but you...
Well, I hope people were able to hear me with my questions, and again, I apologize. But while we have a few minutes left, I just wanted to talk about our new sponsor.
Tell us.
Excuse me. It's Catskill Provisions. They make honey, which I haven't tried yet, and I should.
Which I think you should take some.
They should send you a gallon. They sent me a bottle, but I am definitely going to try it after the show. I didn't have time to make a tea. I was trying to, and I ran out of time for the show. They make honey, syrup, actually whiskey, honey whiskey. And really artisanal food and gifts. And please check them out at
How do our fans find out about these guys?
CatskillProvisions.com, or they can just click on the link on our website. And you did a nice job. Thank you so much, John. And also thank you to KWV Wines from South Africa for being a sponsor. And we're going to have some more sponsors joining us because the show has just been so popular. Everybody wants to be involved, so we love that fact. I do, anyway.
Hey, Joanne,
do you know that
we're popular in Sweden, Canada, Japan, and some other place? New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand loves us. I know that. And we're also
we're just as popular in Sweden now.
Yeah, because we're associated with Nostalgia Jukebox Music. And what I love about them, I love her, is the fact that she does all the work for us. She gets the videos, the music, and she puts the information about them. So I don't have to give any information. And I love that we're associated with them, and they're in New Zealand, and they're
great.
Wonderful people, and I try to share their posts as much as possible, and if you love the old music, and which everybody does, you should join their group. You'd really like it. And so coming up on Sunday, November 10th, 7 p.m. Eastern, Susan Jaffe from the Poppy family. She sang Which Way You Goin', Billy. And we have child star Rodney Allen Rippey. Do you guys remember Rodney Allen Rippey? He was the kid on the Jack in the Box commercial. It was a great commercial. The wonderful guy. I met him personally, and sweetest thing you ever want to meet. And I can't wait to talk to him. You'd be amazed at the things he's accomplished in his life since doing that commercial. So, anyway, don't mean to cut us short, John, but I think I'm ready. My head's about to pop. One of my veins, for sure.
All right, well, go to bed and relax.
Yes, lots of rest. But thank
you,
everybody.
All right, guys, thank
you
for listening.
Yes, and thank you to Larry.
And we'll see you
Sunday
at 7 o'clock, correct?
Yep, and thank you, Larry Chance from the Earls, George Galfo, and Phil Krakowicz from the Mystics. We loved having you on. Please come back again when we can talk. And thank you all. Good night from Applause Radio Show.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Look for our post on Facebook. We have some amazing guests coming up this month just for you. Good
night, guys.
Night, John.
Good night.
Bye, honey. Bye.